Babe, that's the fifth time I've heard you sigh since you sat in front of that desk. What's wrong? It's obviously not nothing. Come on, don't give me that. I know something's bothering you when your face is all like that. Your face is gonna be permanently scrunched up if you keep doing that. And besides, when you're in front of your laptop, you're always furiously typing away at whatever thing you're writing. Don't think I don't notice whenever inspiration hits you and you torture the poor keyboard with your fingers. You know, if you listen closely, you can hear it saying, "Ow, ow, ow," every time you type. What do you mean you can't type anything? Is your keyboard broken? You're broken. What do you mean? Hey, don't say that. You're still really creative. You're the best writer I know. How can you say that? Maybe you just need a break. That's all. Come here and let's relax in bed, okay? You've had a long day and you can tell me all about it. Oh no, baby, I'm so sorry. I know work has been very stressful for you. I didn't know it was that bad. I'm here, baby. Shh. Just let it all out. Don't say that. You're still the same person I met years ago, right? You're still my perfect and goofy little baby that's always forcing me to do silly things for his entertainment. But come on, seriously. You're still that same guy who can write about anything and can bring out the feels, as you say it. The same man who has so many ideas that one day he's going to change the world. The same man who has so many dreams and goals that I have no doubt he will achieve one by one and smash every expectation there is. School can be draining, I know, and sometimes it's easy to lose yourself in the flurry of it all. You've got mind-draining assignments, time-consuming projects, and annoying professors to top it all off. But you know, baby, you just have to remind yourself of who you are and what you came in there to do and who you'll be once you get out of there. You're one of the toughest people I know. I know you'll get through this. Good thing it's Friday and you don't have any classes tomorrow. I'll take you out for ice cream and maybe we can go to the museum to view that new exhibit you've been talking about. See, now you're smiling. And dear God, that gorgeous smile makes my heart melt every time. And makes me wonder how a goofy girl like me ended up with someone as unique and special as you. I think it's pretty evident that I got the best out of this deal, but I'm going to work the rest of my life to make you feel the opposite.